Curtis Hertel Jr. He's the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Very well. I had an Eaton County resident call. He has some concerns about keeping his business going, and I don't know if you could help him, but I figured you could point him in the right direction. He's having some financial challenges, so I just want to let you know that I passed your number on to that gentleman.
Well, thank you very much. Anything we can do to help a citizen in this area, we're going to do it. So, thank you.
Why in the world would a big, bad old Fannie Mae, a federal program, want to sue little old Ingham County?
Well, actually, they're not suing Ingham County. What they're actually doing is evicting people from their homes after the foreclosure process. And, you know, we've hired a lawyer in Ingham County to actually handle those cases. And now Fannie Mae is making just some ridiculous arguments in court. You know, on a national level, Fannie Mae says, hey, we're good people, we're part of the solution, this robo-signing that happened wasn't our fault, we took it very seriously. But in court, their lawyers are arguing, you know what, assignments of mortgage are between two different banks, and so it doesn't matter if there's a fraud committed, the citizen can't actually challenge those documents. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. And what they're basically saying is they can legalize robo-signing, legalize a fraud on the people. And it's just offensive and arrogant. And I just, you know, wanted the citizens to know about this because it's really their tax dollars right now under the federal bailout program that's paying for Fannie Mae to do this to citizens.
Now, I called Fannie Mae after I received the email from you yesterday, and I got an email back saying that they were expecting a lawsuit and that they weren't able to comment on this case because it's currently being litigated. But my questions were the same thing. Why is this happening? It doesn't seem to be fair, perhaps not legal, and I couldn't get anyone to talk to me.
Well, they circle the wagons pretty quickly on this stuff. They put out a lot of national press stories when it comes to what they're going to do on a national basis, and the local attorneys that work for Fannie Mae seem to ignore everything they say on the national level. Because at every point, you know, they said, we're not going to push people towards foreclosure, but it turns out their internal documents show that they absolutely were doing that. They say we take robo-signing seriously, and now they say, you know what, robo-signing doesn't matter. We can do whatever we want as long as the two banks agree to it. I just think it's unconscionable. I mean, we, as private citizens, our tax dollars are going to bail out Fannie Mae. You know, Fannie Mae is a quasi-government entity. They're not part of the federal government. They have a CEO that makes $5 million a year. But we're bailing them out right now in all these foreclosures. And then for them to go ahead and lie to the American people on top of that, it's just wrong.
Tell us about robo-signing. How long has it been going on? How often does it occur? And how much does it affect us here in Ingham County?
You know, there have been versions of robo-signing going on for a decade, but what it's really heated up is during the foreclosure crisis. The banks created a company called MERS. MERS was supposed to keep track of all these assignments, and they just couldn't. They were physically unable to actually keep track of them. They were either lost or destroyed. We don't know the answer to that question. That needs to be investigated. But at the point where they were lost and stolen, they hired companies like DocX to recreate these documents. And that's when you hear the stories of Linda Green, the woman who never signed any documents, but name ends up in 100,000 foreclosures across the country, and several hundred just in Ingham County. So what they did was they sped up the process on people by using illegal documents. And we're finding many different examples of robo-signing in our office, and we're referring them to the Attorney General's office. Meanwhile, these same documents are being used to try to foreclose on people in the state of Michigan. The case that we're working on, actually, this citizen had a stroke in the middle of negotiating a modification payment, ended up in the hospital for a month and a half. The bank figured they didn't hear from him in a month, so they just went ahead and foreclosed on him. And even though they know now that he was in the hospital with a stroke and that he's recovered and that he's trying to get back on his feet, they're not working with him. They're trying to throw him out in the street and using illegal documents to do so. And this is the unconscionable thing that I just think that if you're getting federal bailout money, then you're responsible to the citizens, and you shouldn't be doing these kinds of things.
What banks in the mid-Michigan area, if you can tell us, are partaking in robo-signing?
You know, it's not mid-Michigan banks. That's the thing. You know, we're trying to change the laws on how foreclosure works and the penalties for robo-signing and those things. And what people have to understand is we're not talking about Michigan banks. We're talking about large national banks. The problem is that 80% of our loans get sold to the national banks regardless of what bank you go to. And so, I mean, for example, myself, I got a loan with Capital National Bank for my house. I would have loved to stay with Capital National Bank. Knew everybody there, liked the people. But the next day it was sold to Wells Fargo. Now, I don't know anybody at Wells Fargo. I can't pick up the phone and talk to somebody at Wells Fargo. That's what happens to all of us. All of us get our loans sold, or at least 80% of us, out on the open market, and the big banks buy them, and then they can do whatever they want.
So where does this case stand as we speak?
We are in recess. We're both preparing, both sides are preparing briefs to go to Judge Allen. And what we hope is that the argument will not win out. Because if the argument wins out that we can't challenge any assignments, then they are basically able to do whatever they want. They can lie, cheat, steal. It is a ridiculous argument that provides no legal protection for the average citizen, and we need to fight that.
All right, Curtis, will you keep in touch with us, and we'll update the story as we hear from you.
Thank you very much, Tony.